The Rise Guys Morning Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Well, now that the kids are out of school, you want to keep them busy, right?
Yeah. Matter of fact, tomorrow we're doing our salutes to the graduates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that.
They've earned it, you know.
They have.
Braden won't be on that list, but others will be.
Okay.
Nah, he should be going to summer school here soon, right?
Yeah.
According to Chatty.
We're going to throw him a graduation party at Gattytown.
God bless. Well, you know, you want to get your kids to play outside, ideally, and not sit around all the time.
Right.
I like that, too.
What'd you say?
I'd like them to play outside, too.
Okay. So here's the best outdoor toys that will keep your kids entertained for hours, hopefully. We begin with this.
I'm listening.
A blow-up kiddie pool for your backyard.
Yeah, what if they're scared of cats?
All right, Demi.
Afraid of cats. My favorite dish is a Lazy Susan.
Oh, God, that is kind of cool. You can spin the gravy around real fast.
I have a marble one.
Because we play with it.
Of course you do.
As kids. Quit spinning the Sues.
Lazy Susan.
Well, here's something extra fun, too. Sidewalk chalk.
That one is kind
of messy.
Well, yeah, but it's still over. Like,
yeah, my grandson loves it.
Which one?
The one that can write, Jasper.
What do you do?
He draws shapes and stuff.
Oh.
He can write his name.
And chalk.
I can read it. You know, most wouldn't be able to, but I can see it.
That's,
I can see it. And he can
sweet.
Spell it. Yeah.
Does he draw like a hopscotch, a little course?
Yeah, I was
course,
thinking or? That. A little hopscotch.
No, he, we're not from Scotland. So we mainly just do double dutch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on the list.
I can never get that
Nerf
down.
Balls.
Mm.
According to this, the summer is not complete unless there's a Nerf ball.
But you got
to
have one with a chunk missing. Like the dog shoot
yeah,
it out.
Those are the best, like the Nerf football.
He got pissed off and ripped the chunk out.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? What happened to, I mean, I know people don't use them anymore, but imagine the factory that manufactured pool noodles.
Like, oh, yeah.
People don't use them anymore.
They're randomly
they don't
everywhere.
Swim with them.
But you never do you ever like poodles. See them used for their intended purposes?
No, I've seen them where kids
never.
Are hitting each other with them
yeah.
at the pool.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, I mean those are probably.
I guess you're supposed to sit on it, right? Like in the middle.
You float.
Yeah, you just float. But like, I never see them anymore. Like, I don't know what they make. I guess they make Crocs out of them now or something.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Pool shoes.
Yeah, pool shoes.
How about everyone loves bubbles? Get a bubble machine.
We love Crocs. We love big black Crocs, and we like the white Crocs too. But the
we
big
love
black Crocs.
Big Crocs in little cities.
We do. In little cities, big Crocs. Everybody loves a big Croc.
I'm not going to be bougie, but this is on the list at number 4. A badminton or croquet set.
Dude.
No kids want that. Right? No kids want that.
Scam idea. Write this down. Our crock pot has got holes in it, and we can't cook. Then we call the company.
Crock pot.
My crock pot's got holes in it. My damn stew's everywhere.
What?
And I'm missing the
Crocs have holes in them. Crock pot does not.
Yeah. No, it's all glass.
Yeah.
Well, ceramic and glass.
I'm going to write it down. I like it.
Here's another.
It's one of those you got to read for it to make sense.
I'm not gaining any points, and we're at the top 3. Walkie-talkies. Those things never get old, according to this.
No, but they got cell phones at that point, right?
Yeah, what do you need a walkie-talkie for?
Let me get a Nextel. Two-way.
Oh, man.
Breaker.
I used to have to carry one of those when I worked for the printing company. That was...
Harris, you got the porn out yet?
I know. They could, like, you know, like, if you get a call from someone, like, imagine when your phone rings and you have to answer it on speaker no matter where you are. You know, like a middle-aged woman at Walmart. They're never walking with the phone to the ear, are they? It's always in the air like there's a Statue of Liberty just talking away. Are you talking to me? No, I'm talking to my friend on the phone. Stay out your business.
Hey, Harris, please, you just ordered 2 more volumes of Getting in Them Guts. So go add them real quick.
This is when I worked for the printing company, not the pornography company.
You have a way with words, that boy.
I was always in the printing business. I could have said that. What'd you do before radio? I was in the printing business.
Yes, you were.
Harris, buy fast over and easily ordered another edition of Sacks and Cracks. So get off your break and go get them.
Get off your break.
There would be fun things like that. Like one guy would sit there and he'd wait till I went up. But there was these lovely women that did the binding. And they were all ages of women. They were sweet ladies. And I'd walk through there, and he'd get on my two-way and go, like that. That's how
hey, was that you, young man?
Oh, man.
Son of a bitch. What's wrong with you?
All right, so we're at the top two.
You son of a bitch.
Bear with me. Second place, Stomp Rockets. Now, I don't even know what they are, but it says all you have to do is step down hard and watch it go flying. Just be careful of getting it stuck in a tree or on your roof, but I don't know.
Stomp Rockets.
Is this the thing with the bicycle pump and the 2-liter bottle?
I have no idea.
You remember that? You'd fill it up with air, so much pressure, and then you'd go over there and you'd step on the end of that. Shoot it up in the air. I feel like I knew a kid that got messed up from one of those real bad. Like, caught him in the face. Oh, but I don't know if it was, like, permanent or whatever.
In the face!
Hurt him hard.
So,
or bad.
As far as keeping your kids entertained for hours, the number one answer is reusable water balloons. I guess you can...
But how long will those...
Ping each other with water balloons.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how long are they going to stay outside these days? 20 minutes, maybe. Then they'll say, well, you got to hydrate. It's too hot. I'm sweating. Yeah. Let me go in.
I'm hungry.
Why'd you leave me in the car?
I'm in the car.
4 hours ago. Stop.
It's like, oh, damn. Hey, man, my kid's in the car. I forgot.
We're completely. About 2 weeks from that crap happening again, man.
Yeah, and we'll break windows.
Like, let's all get bumper stickers that say,
"Did you
don't forget your kids in your car."
Right.
Because, and then when you're in line, you're like, oh, hell.
Or your
animals. Look, there you are back there.
Don't leave your dog in your hot car.
Right.
If the bastard would have cried, I'd know he was back there.
Yeah.
You know.
It's what he gets for being so docile. Oh.
What you get for not speaking up.
It's what you get for sleeping, baby. That's so
they
wrong.
Get older, they're like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And he's back there going, ah.
If you leave your older kid in the car, it's not on you at that point.
See, you know, most kids, like...
She's 15.
Like, when my daughter was, you know, a baby, like, if... I remember sometimes if we couldn't get her to sleep, we just put her in the car and go drive around. And that kid would go to sleep.
Oh, it still works.
With Teddy.
Oh, really?
Youngest girl. Boy, he hates riding in a car. He hates it.
Dang it. He's a homebody.
I don't know anything about that. He's too young to know yet. But I'll tell you this. I think it's from riding backwards. Like, I think he's like, God, I'm going backwards. What, am I in Britain? It's weird.
He don't like it.
He despises riding the car.
Bless.
So he's, you know, sometimes I'll fall asleep, you know.
We don't like dirty Crocs either. We like clean Crocs.
Clean.
We love clean Crocs.
Clean as a whistle.
Oops.
The wing guy that whistled too much. He had wing sauce in his butt crack.
Would that guy get anything Diablo from Zaxby's? Like they Zaxby's should send him something for that.
Or like hire the guy to be a mascot.
I know. I was sitting here thinking about that kicking chicken sandwich too with that buttery bread.
Mm, he got wimpy sauce in his butt crack.
No sauce on the, none of that white sauce, whatever they use.
We love to toss in wimpy. We love wimpy.
But it's
we
the like white sauce they put on that kicking chicken.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like it. I like their just a regular.
It might be Zach's sauce, actually.
That's, yeah, I don't like it.
We love the cheesecake bites with the little strawberry dippers. We love it. We love dippers.
I love cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, it's only
I've been to the factory before, but I usually eat so much of the cheesecake. Regular stuff that I don't save food. Room for the intention of going.
God, I eat the hell out of everything. I just realized.
Yeah.
If we talk food, he gets orgasmic.
So I'm telling you, man. I picked the wrong day to wear
like
shorts.
When Fat Boy does an impression of David Blaine as a pedophile, you really get turned on.
Gosh, she does. I'm going to sign up for DoorDash and just take all the food. This happened to me twice. It's time for me to pay it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's happened to me before, man. I've seen the car just drive past my house. All of a sudden, the order just go away.
I was like, maybe he's going to turn around. Nope.
Well, they decided not to give it to you?
Yeah, they just drove off with it.
Maybe they're like, God, this smells good. Screw this job. I'm hungry.
Right? I would have taken it.
Well, there's a woman on TikTok who went to a frozen yogurt place, a Froyo place, if you will.
Yo, yo, yo.
And it was entirely self-service. So she even paid at the kiosk with Apple Pay. So she didn't engage with a clerk. And then she was asked for a tip. But she couldn't figure out who would be tipped if she had to do it herself. And why do we have to tip every single person?
So you can imagine two gay guys walking to Yogurt Mountain. And they're like, oh, this is not what we thought it was.
Oh.
They thought it was a gay bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's Froyo. Yeah.
Froyo. Froyo.
You know, Lindsay's going to cancel his advertising now.
Don't piss off Rom. He'll come after you and record you.
God, you're telling me about that.
He went up to Ralph Norman and said, don't call me a crook during his press conference. And he records it on his cell phone. And then he said, you are a crook. And then Rom says, well, I guess we're both crooks. Like the guy,
what is
care.
The height differential of those two? I've never seen them standing side by side. I can't tell if Rom Reddy is like, I'm not even making fun. I'm just being observant. I can't tell if he's really short because when he sits,
I think he might be.
He bends over and he puts his, like he's ready to do business. He puts his elbows on his knees. He bends over like, all right, let's make this steak better. But then, like, I can't tell if he's like the size of Napoleon or not.
And his
Bonaparte,
wife.
Not Dynamite.
I was not expecting his wife to, you know, appear as she does, which probably gets him a few votes. Now you got me thinking about the guy last week. He's like, my boss is here. Who do I look like?
Napoleon Dynamite. That was good. That was good.
I quit that job, man.
Well, Cardi B, she's in the news. She's changed.
Let him cook.
She's changed her
style
a little bit.
She's not even who sings that, but in my mind, she's the one who sings it.
I gotta play a little Warsh popping now.
And because she's a mom of four. She says that, and this is a quote that she's saying, I'm not going to, like, go to school with these three see-through shirts or, like, my shirt with my nipples rock hard.
Why not? Oh, is she going to say it? Don't you see these in this ass, Sam?
Big ass cities.
We love big cities. We love big cities.
But sometimes you can't help it if it's cold outside, Cardi. Just
when you get
say.
A tornado, it's a city twister.
We love the cities that bounce around real fast. Big, 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 big.
She's got four kids now.
Stephon Diggs.
Yes, okay. Is that who?
One of those baby daddies.
I couldn't remember the latest one.
One of them?
He said her BBL was wrecked. But he said that when they broke up. Then they got back together.
Oh,
so I guess it was okay then. Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, I thought it was big butt lips.
Well, it might
what,
be.
What happened? She had to get it rejuvenated?
Well, he said it was just wrecked. Like, there's a certain...
my God.
If you get that surgery, maybe you're not always fully maintained, I guess you could say.
Oh, God.
That yeah, cleanliness, if you will.
You know, I mean, I guess that's the equivalent to when a woman breaks up with a man or vice versa, and she's always doing the fingers. You know, he's tiny. Like, that's what he says. Man, she was wrecked down there. I guess that's the equivalent of that.
Yeah, that's
that just
nice.
Seems too evasive.
That seems horrible.
She gave birth to four kids. I mean, my God.
What do you expect? Perfection?
What do you think the Strait of Hormuz was like when it first opened? It was real tiny. Real tiny little Strait of Hormuz.
You try passing a watermelon. See how you look.
Shoot.
I pass them all the time. I don't like them.
It's going to happen.
I like the juice. I like watermelon juice.
I like watermelon flavored candies.
Well, it ain't real watermelon.
You got to put a salt on the watermelon Jolly Rancher, too.
Ew. What's wrong with you?
You put salt on watermelon?
Salt on candy makes it great. But yeah, watermelon, you have to.
Oh, man, I don't.
Why would you put salt on candy? I can understand.
Like chocolate?
Like dark chocolate.
Watermelon, yeah. When you eat watermelon, we always stop at the white, right? You eat down, you take all the red. But that white is the best part for your body.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, we're literally throwing away the best part. I mean, it don't taste so good, but golly, it's good for you.
And put it in a smoothie, then.
Shoot.
Cut it down.
I put it in a chunky.
Put it in a chunky.
Put it in a chunky.
We love them. We love this song, too. Oh, body, yaddy, 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 body, crazy, curvy, wavy, big T's, little waist.
Fat Boy was the original fourth Migo.
Is she going to say it? Body crazy, curvy, wavy, big.
She was at the Met Gala, so she's a witch also.
Really?
Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Well, until he gets off his ass and calls in,
Zach, questions for you, man.
I know, I did too.
So oh, hang on. Hang on.
If this ain't him.
I'll kiss your ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
401 area code page. Where's that? Do you know?
401?
Sweet. Without using Sweet. Google, do you know?
Tennessee, maybe.
Is it?
I don't know. I may be wrong.
Oh, it is him. I think Fatboy does this sometimes too, just to make it very climactic.
I ain't kissing your ass now, buddy.
Well, no, you'll do something ready. Else.
Right on.
He is ready.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
I'll tell you what, better than I deserve.
I'll tell you what, I thought you were standing us up.
Got a little nervous.
Nah, man. I was in the kid drop-off line, and I was like, yeah, it's probably not a good time to take this call.
You're not talking about the bathroom, are you? I know what you're talking about.
No.
So,
no,
first off, questions here. One, how did you find our show in Florida?
Yep.
Well, I have the Odyssey app, so I get to listen to whoever I want.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. And there was not really many choices down
well,
here in
Gainesville. That's not a good answer. Oh, okay. So out of the choices that are available, like what shows do you have locally in your town?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
See if we know
locally, so the local channels are part of, what is it, Mark Radio Station?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like the umbrella company, but
yeah.
There's a rock channel called Rocket 100.5.
Yeah. Do you know any of the shows on there?
I know the morning show, but that's about it.
Yeah. What are they? What is their name?
It's a woman. Her name's Harley.
Oh.
Harley Rocks.
Harley Rocks.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
Very nice. Okay, so you're 47 and you have four mm-hmm. kids. The one question I did have, I don't know if you caught this or not, but you know, being single, is mom around at all?
Goodness. Mom's in prison.
Oh,
oh
no.
My goodness!
Can you say
so? Mom? Yeah, absolutely. So back in like 2019, mom. Kind of lost her shit. I don't know, can I swear?
Oh, no.
Nope. Hold on one
okay,
second.
Okay, so lost her crap.
Yeah.
And she got diagnosed with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, right? Mm. So mom started hearing stuff, started kind of going off the deep end.
Yikes.
She started doing some crazy stuff.
What sent her to jail, if I may ask?
Yeah, so in one of her episodes, she got sent to a state facility up in northern Florida, and she started attacking the workers there, which are state workers.
Yeah.
And when you attack a state worker, that's a felony.
Yeah.
So they hit her with a couple felonies. They put her in a county jail for a bit. She was there for about a year. She got out. She was on probation, and she tried kidnapping my kids from the bus stop.
Jesus Christ!
So I was going to ask, is she the mother of all four kids?
She is. Yes. Okay. Yes, she is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So she tried kidnapping two of my kids from the bus stop, and fortunately, one of my best friends was there picking up her kids, and she called me and she was like, listen, dude, you got to get down here because, you know, she's here trying to take your kids. So I called the police. They picked her up. They hit her with violation of probation, attempted kidnapping against court order. So now she's in a state prison, Florida State Prison. Now, I believe until mid to late 2027.
Jesus.
Oh.
So you're officially divorced?
Believe it or not, June 3rd is my court date. It's been over 2 years. The court date has been going. The court trial has been going on, but June 3rd, you know, next week, is the end all be all to it all. So I'll see how it all plays out, you know, and
that's good.
Okay. So when you guys put me on hold, I heard what you guys said. One of the people texted in and said he shouldn't be dating right now, right?
Now,
what everyone needs to understand is I've been by myself since halfway through 23. So I've been, I haven't been on a date in over 2 years.
Prior to dating this girl that's now possibly.
So, I mean, I took a long, I took a long, hard look at life thinking, am I going to do this again, man? Am I going to jump back in and date somebody or have all the fun that I had with this one, just say, you know, screw it and just raise four kids and do it. But, you know, man gets lonely, you know?
I didn't know, obviously, I didn't know this before, but I didn't know if you were trying to avoid a situation with your, you know, the mom getting out of jail and then trying to come back or and trying to keep somebody.
No. The kids really, this is what's heartbreaking about it is my youngest, like she said something the other day. She was like, I don't even have any good memories with her. Like, you don't want to call her mom with her. Right. You know what I mean? Like, some of the stuff that she put these kids through, I mean, she has an illness. Yeah, you know, I try to take that into account. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
That, you know, it's an illness that made her do all this whacked out stuff. But at the same time, you know, it's my kids that she tried doing it to. So I got a kind of, you know, hard on her over it. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. Yeah, the kids really don't want nothing to do with her, and you know they got to a point where, especially my daughters, you know, they're like, "Dad, you got to get out there, man. You got to." My daughter made a Facebook dating app for me.
Oh, okay. So the kids are like, "All right, Dad, you need to." Okay, so that's cool. Good sign right there, because they're old enough to notice everything. They don't need a replacement mom, but they need a stability from their dad and honesty, and you're giving that to them, so that's good.
I'm doing the best I can.
Now, the right woman would also respect that and realize that, you know, your kids come first.
Right.
Amen, brother.
And that's where... So with this girl that you know, how long did you date her before you ended up in the sack, as you said?
Oh, geez, we dated, so...
Oh, a little gassy this morning.
I don't know, maybe 2 months?
Okay.
Okay, that's enough time to...
Yeah. And,
yeah,
and,
I mean, so I said, a month and a half, 2 months, you know?
And then so after you slept together or whatever, did you continue to go out, or was this kind of... because, you know... I said this before we got you on. I was like, what if he ghosted her and now she's showing up at his house?
Yeah, like she was mad.
No, I did not. I did not ghost her. You know, we continued to talk. You know, I'm trying to think of, there was one particular thing that happened that kind of led up to an argument.
What's that?
And it was... she was asking me something about, you know, what I want to do with the rest of my life, you know, asking me like deep questions like that, which I don't really want to talk about that crap with her at this point, you know, and she's asking me all these deep questions and she's like, you know, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? And, you know, don't you want to try to do this or do that? And I'm like, yeah, not really. You know, I'm kind of happy with my job and I'm kind of happy where I am with my kids and, you know, I'm comfortable. This is good. This is a good life. It's a good life for us.
Right.
And then, I kind of gave her some pushback on it. Be like, yeah, you know, why don't you just chill out with that kind of talk? And then she hit me with, don't treat me like your ex-wife.
Oh.
And I said, what? Hmm. And she's like, I am not your ex-wife. And I said, and I just kind of took a deep breath, kind of looked the other way. And I said, and this was in my house at the time. And I said, I'm going to ask you to leave. I said, I'm gonna politely say thank you for the conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ask you to leave. She got all flustered. She got, you know, grabbing her stuff, not slamming things, but, you know, roughly grabbing her stuff.
Right.
And she makes her way to the door, and then she leaves.
So did your kids meet her, ever?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so all my kids. Did they like her?
Yeah, my kids. I mean, they didn't hate her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does she have kids herself?
No.
She has grown kids.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it sounded okay. So she cannot, but her kids are already, she's an empty nester. Kids are already full grown.
Yeah, she had kids early. I had kids late.
I got you. Okay.
My first wasn't born until I was 30.
Damn.
Yeah.
So your kids are behind this, so that's not a worry here. You just, you found one here that, you know, and I was going to ask you too, like, how early on did you tell this lady about your situation with the ex-wife? Like, pretty early on?
I didn't tell her until about almost a month in.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Which, I mean, you shouldn't have to divulge that immediately. You don't know where it's going to go.
No, I mean, honestly, it's none of her damn business, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you don't ever apologize for being a dad, obviously. And I would think that a lot of women, it would be refreshing to see a man put his kids first, you know? Like,
well, yeah.
I think that's kind of a refreshing thing.
You're a provider. You got to take care of your family.
Yeah.
Secondly,
I made it very clear from the start. I said, listen. I said, there will never be, I said this right to her. I said, there will never be a time where I am going to side with you over my kids. There will never be that. And I said, and there is going to be multiple times, probably in the near future, where I, number one, I'm going to let you down. Number two, I'm going to disappoint you. And number three, I'm probably going to piss you off. I said, because that's just the way that I am when it comes to putting my children first.
Right.
And I said, and if you can live with that, you know, we can move forward. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get it. You know? I made it very clear. I'm as transparent as they come.
Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Break it
down. Live from CallRob.com studio, Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 27th of May. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Oh, you did that well.
We'll start with this lady, former guest of the show.
Oh.
Pretty sure she follows both of us on social media.
Natty. Oh, yes.
Miss Anvil's baby girl.
She called in that one year and told me happy birthday.
That's
God,
nice.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I've had two of those. Do you remember the other one that I saved the one? I don't know that I saved Natty, but I saved the other birthday message.
I think I know
was
who it
Charlotte?
Is.
It was not Charlotte.
Was it Lorraine Baines McFly?
It sure was.
Oh, yeah.
It sure was.
Leah Thompson.
She's the best.
Telling me happy birthday is Lorraine Baines McFly from the trilogy Back to the Future.
Not Caroline in the City.
No.
Not that character.
Natty.
I enjoyed when she was in the Hart Dynasty, where it was David Smith Jr., David Hart Smith, and TJ.
And he's an agent.
Yep.
So they get to travel and all that. Man, she's been around. Well, she's been wrestling like 15 years or longer. I mean, like on TV.
Sure.
I got to say, I think she's like 42.
43.
She's a year older than me. She's 44.
Wow.
Today. Natty.
I'll have to text her. I won't text her.
You sure you don't want to?
I'll DM her. If I text her and she doesn't respond, it'll make me feel bad.
Make hurt your feelings.
Yeah. I'll DM her. Say, was it a natty lot? What's up with your sister?
God dang. She's cashing in on that OnlyFans links.
Is it Dre 3000 or Big Bois?
It is the former.
The former?
Andre 3000.
Oh, what is he now?
Well, he still is, but I'm talking about the ones you mentioned.
Oh, yes. Not the latter, but the former. You know, never walk under a former page. You never should. It's bad luck.
That's what your mama would say.
That's right. Your mama. Dude, when I think of Paige's mom now, I instantly think of her in a Hooters shirt. How crazy is that?
I know.
After that conversation.
Sorry, I showed you the picture.
I had to text half of the greatest tag team in the world and say, man, it sucks y'all lost.
Oh, did
you? I hate Edge.
Yeah.
I don't really, but, you know.
Did he respond?
I just did it.
Oh, just now? Oh, okay, good. I'm gonna say that he is 53.
52.
Andre 3000 / Benjamin is 51 years old today.
He, what happened with him? Like, I mean, he was doing acting for a minute. He was in that Four Brothers movie with Wahlberg, yep. And it was great.
I met both of them back in the day. Big Boy was really high. Yeah. And Andre doesn't. Like, he doesn't partake, so.
The fact that they ever, like, mashed up together, because, like, Big Boy as Big Boy, B-O-I.
Antoine.
Like, more, you know, thuggish or street or whatever, versus, like, Andre was more, like, matter of fact, he played Jimi Hendrix in the
Oh, yeah.
It was the Jimi Hendrix movie that couldn't feature Jimi Hendrix music. So it was.
It's always been eclectic.
But yeah, eclectic, like almost a Prince vibe, you know.
And they're still great friends too.
Oh, are they?
Ever since high school, up until now.
Let's get aliens too.
Let's get some Aquemini.
ET aliens.
Let's do the art of storytelling part three.
Speaker box too.
Speaker box. Let's do the love above.
Love box. What?
Love below. Let's do the love above.
Below, that's right. Yeah.
It is, he plays Vision in the Marvel movies.
Initials.
And in WandaVision, PB.
Paul.
His name came out in the Johnny Depp trial when they talked about doing a lot of cocaine together. His wife is Jennifer Connelly.
Oh.
What's his last name rhyme with?
Brethany.
And give up.
Paul Bettany.
Ah! Brethany.
Brethany.
He plays Vision. He was Jarvis.
What's up, Ben?
Then he was Vision.
Yeah.
And they busted the ruby in the middle of his forehead.
Damn.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
How old is dude?
Old dude. Question.
We're going in sequential order. I'm going to say that he's...
I'm going to call you Wheels because you keep it moving, don't you?
I'm going to call it 54, like, where's the car?
All right, 55.
Oh, Fred Gwynn shout out. Paul Bettany is 55 years old. You cheater.
He's a senior citizen. Cheating.
Senor, you'll get this one. I pretty much think you will. And if you hear my chair on the podcast, it's...
It is Fat Boy's chair.
It is.
It sounds like someone with, like, osteoporosis walking around.
Wiggling.
Chair.
Need some WD-40.
Like, it sounds like somebody had laid down a microphone in a chiropractor's office.
It needs some PB Blaster. Don't bust your knuckles. Bust your nuts and bolts.
Crack your back real quick.
Oh, I saw a Jitterbug commercial yesterday. It's a regular phone now.
Really?
Well, they got a landline handset they'll show you how to use.
Is it larger so you can see the print?
No, it's just like regular now.
It just vibrates when it rings?
Well, yeah, it's like a regular smartphone.
Huh. Todd Bridges?
Todd Bridges.
The only one left.
He is. Dana Plato's left us and...
Arnold's gone.
I don't know about the Gooch. Is the Gooch still around?
Gooch, you know what? And I wonder if the bicycle shop owner is still with us.
Gord Jump is not with
us. He's gone?
Yeah.
What about Little Dudley?
Ooh, I don't know about him.
He was the only one that got topless in that episode, you know?
Conrad Bain was from Batman.
Not scarring, but just weird episode of television for kids to be watching.
Like, you got to explain this to me now, like... Why does he not want to go to the bike shop?
Yeah.
Or why did he keep going back?
Mama, why is he giving them wine and letting them look at naked magazines and making them take their shirts off? That's weird.
Is it strawberry wine, Mama? He ain't 17.
Did I shave my legs for this?
No.
57, like your sauce.
58.
Ooh, Todd Bridges is 61 years old today. Todd
Bridges. Watch him later on World's Dumbest Criminals, Volume 77.
That's what he does now. Controversy creates cash.
Eric Bischoff.
It is Bish's birthday. The Bish. He turned WCW into a profit for a little bit. And we all know 83 weeks at number one.
I was going to say, like...
And he's the Bish.
The Bish.
Like it.
Of course, he did reality shows, too, with Jason Hervey. I want to say maybe Hogan Knows Best was from them.
Yeah.
and some other ones.
Dude, so
Scott Baio.
You know Murr from Practical Jokers?
Murr, James S.
Do you know that he is the guy who, I mean, I don't know what you'd call it in Hollywood terms, but he's the guy who does the Anthony Davis prank show.
Oh,
that was his concept.
He's the showrunner?
Because AD was on their show, and he's like, wait a minute.
Well, he's not playing basketball because he's constantly hurt, so he's got to do something.
The man's made of
glass. Did he break something bad?
Always. It seems like there's a lot of ACL issues in sports right now.
God. Or a lot of hamstrings. Luka Doncic missed, you know, 8 years because of a hamstring.
That could be serious.
It's like Jalen Williams right now. God, almighty play.
Yeah.
Make an effort to play.
Well, Giannis too, right? Wasn't he like always?
Oh yeah, he's got these nagging injuries too.
Nagging. Eric Bischoff, big one?
No, it's not.
67.
63.
71 years old for old Bish.
Yeah, I mean, they don't look it.
I got the wrong theme for this, but it is a Batman character.
I'll tell you something interesting to do, and I can't even tell you what Instagram it is, but there's this one Instagram page, and it'll show you people on old sitcoms, and it'll tell you how old they really were.
Oh.
Oh, really?
So, like, the dad, the one I saw was the dad from Good Times, John Amos, was 50 years old.
But he looked the same.
Always.
He looked, coming to America, he looked the same.
Yeah, man.
The McDowell's, the Big Mick.
That's I'll tell you what. Awesome. Black people, you've got great skin.
I mean, really do.
It's like it's way better moisturized than ours. I mean, you take
doesn't,
that.
Doesn't crack.
Cocoa butter smells
good. Same thing
too.
With Asian people.
Yeah.
Like, let's celebrate the differences here. I like your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It is, she played Catwoman. She was one of three Catwomen.
Halle Berry.
No, on the original Batman show. Adam West is Batman's show.
Oh, God.
The initials will give it to me. I know Eartha Kitt is dead. Julie Newmar.
No.
Okay, the other one. Give me the initials.
L.M.
L.M.
She was only in the movie version of the TV show.
It's Lorraine something, isn't it?
No.
No. L.M. Oh, man, I want to get this. I know it. It's there in the brain. I just can't locate it.
She might be related to Reggie. Merriweather.
Oh, man. Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather is not related to Reggie Merriweather.
No.
Pretty lady.
But it is her birthday.
Yeah. Man, I thought she was already gone, too. You're not pulling our legs, are you?
I'm going to call you an eagle because you thought she was already gone. That was stupid.
That was good.
Stupid-ass joke.
I want to run you off Three Bridges Road.
Are we still in the 70s?
Top Bridges Road, Patterson.
Yeah. I'll go whatever Paige says, unless it's
75.
Stupid.
Oh, that was
that's way low. 82?
91 years old.
Good Lord, I was even 10 years
old. Look at you. Happy heavenly birthday.
Who's left from that cast, though? Like, just Burt Ward, right?
I think so.
The only one gone.
Burgess Meredith is gone. Cesar Romero is gone.
Eartha Kitt.
Whoever played King Tut, I'm sure he's dead.
Adam West, yeah.
Let's make King Tut a Batman villain.
King Tut.
freaking shout out to Aces, Iron Eagle, Louis Gossett Jr., would have been 90 years old today. Lost him in 2024.
He was good.
God, he was good. He was in Roots, like too.
Do you ever go to Haywood Mall back on Friday and Saturday nights in the 90s? There was always that one black cop that stood in the food court. Such a nice guy.
Yep.
I think his name was Henry or William, one of the two. But I told him, I said, man, Louis Gossett Jr. would play you in a movie. He's like, man, get out of here. Give me Denzel.
Get out of here. Don't steal nothing.
I love that guy.
So he was handsome?
Tall. Yeah, he was a good dude, man.
Henry Kissinger, would have been 103 years old.
Damn.
Left eye from TLC.
He was not on our side.
Lisa Lopez would have been 53. She died in, I think, Honduras in
2002. And you know she had the reoccurring nightmares that she was going to die, and then she died.
Did you know that her death is on tape? Because they recovered the footage from the car they were filming when they went off the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vincent Price would have been 115 years old.
You know him from the beginning of Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the good ones are gone. Except us. We're still here.
Billy Joel song. All the good ones are gone.
Yeah. That thing, we're going to have to go do some lunchtime karaoke somewhere.
Do a little quick podcast. Say a bunch of dirty stuff and make some money off it.
Why not? Okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow, we salute the graduates.
Oh, I can't wait.
We, you know, with all the hustle and bustle of life, guys, it kind of got away from us. So we will do that tomorrow, and there's a lot of you that have earned this. And they're not all just high school graduates either. Many of you have went on to graduate from colleges I didn't know were real. You know? But you got the degree, and we're going to celebrate that tomorrow.
TheRiseGuys@AOL.com if you want to send yours.
Yes. And send real ones. You know, a lot of these names, I think sometimes you're faking with us. Don't fake with us, man.
Try. There's no family called the Ootlips.
Hey,
okay?
Fake around and find out. Okay.
Oh, uh-huh. My God. Fake
Mother
around.
Faker.
Nice.
Wow.
Fugazi.
You are.
As the Spanish would say.
So that'll be tomorrow. Get the podcast. We're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Listen like the dad of four down in Florida on the app.
Matthew.
Listen to us on iHeart, Spotify, all of them. Go get it and join us tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.